This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz. Before we begin, I just want to say a massive thank you to all of you who have so generously supported this podcast. This episode marks 1 year since I first started making this show. At that time, I was producing the podcast for Schwartz Media, the publishers of The Saturday Paper. But at the end of the first season, they opted not to continue. So, this season, I've been making entirely independently. And there is no way I could do that without your continuing support. So, thank you. If you're not in a position to support this show financially, you can still help by subscribing, rating, and reviewing wherever you get your podcasts. And by telling your friends to listen too. Thanks again. Now, enjoy this episode. Hi there, my name's John Leary and you are listening to The Saturday Quiz. Each week I'm joined by a pair of guests who do their best to answer the questions from the quiz in The Saturday Paper. This week my guests are the creators and stars of a brand new sketch comedy show called The Moth Effect, which you can watch right now on Amazon Prime. Welcome to the show, Nick Bashir and Jazz Twemlow.
Hello.
How are you, John?
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
How's it going?
Bloody good, thank you. Really rough.
Bloody good?
Yeah, bloody good, I'd say. Yeah, the show is out in the ether and it's exciting. It's good. Feels good.
I should clear up. You were saying before that it's not a full dump of all the episodes, so you can't actually go and binge it right now. But right now, you can watch the first episode.
That's right.
That is correct, yeah. So one episode is being released weekly from, well, yesterday, Friday the 30th of July. Yeah. And for another kind of 5 weeks after yesterday. Yeah. So,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Not a massive dump, just a series of little plops instead.
Yeah, good. Before we get into the quiz, I want to ask you about names. Why did you choose to call your show The Moth Effect? What is The Moth Effect?
Well, it was a happy stumble because we were brainstorming lots of random names at the time because we were just going a bit mad and we were just pointing at things we could notice around us. I think we were in a cafe, so even things like the waiter effed poss effect, you know, just like desperate by that point. And then I just said The Moth Effect. And Nick's eyes kind of, you know, lit open a little bit. And then we thought, actually, if we, on retrospect, there's a few things that kind of speaks to us about, you know, the idea that moths get attracted to the wrong stuff. You know, they get attracted to spectacle that's bad for them, which isn't a bad metaphor for humans in general. So that kind of stuck with us. And we kept going with some other names, but that one ended up being the kind of, yeah, the one that we vibed with the most.
Yeah, right. Nice. And also, Twemlow and Bashir.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
They're both pretty, you know, they're both a bit out there, wacky surnames.
Yeah.
Do you know where they're from? Do you know what they mean?
Yeah. Mine's really sad. There's a town in England sort of near Cheshire.
Yeah, so Cheshire. Yeah.
North-ish England vibes. And two famous people at the time, this is like, you know, centuries and centuries ago, were buried there.
Yeah.
And there's these two mounds where they're buried, yeah, and the town was built on that. And so Tway means two, and Lo is obviously a burial mound. So it basically means
two mounds.
Two dead people. It's essentially the thing.
Yeah, brilliant.
I would have settled for one, but yeah, just have double death in your name. Sure.
Yeah, brilliant. And what about Bashir?
Well, Bashir isn't actually about death in some way as well. So the Bashir name we've kind of tracked back to, I think, tenant farmers to the 1600s. But there's some chat that Bashir is a derivative or a more kind of modern day version of boucher, which is French for butcher. So, you know, so there's something there. So we could have been a long line
of
labourers and butchers back in the day.
Yeah, right.
I've never felt like Bashir sounds like a word. It doesn't sound like a surname. It's just... So I find it quite odd if I kind of compare it to, for example, Leary, you know? I mean, yes. Twemlow, to be honest, does not sound like a word either. It sounds like a...
Or a name, or a food. Doesn't sound like it could be referred to
sounds,
anything.
It sounds like a symptom of a condition. So I quite like seeing the match of Twemlow and Bosher. It's good. Short of kind of marrying each other and hyphenating, I think this is a good...
I think that's why, in retrospect, a lot of the characters in our show, at least on the script, had the most... Like, there's a lot of like John and Susan.
What?
Like,
we're just, wait, like, what are you saying about John?
And we're just like, you know, good, solid. Like, yeah, it's not a, yeah. It's not a name, no, that when you say it, people get disoriented by where they are in space and time. Just go, oh, I know where I am with John. I have absolutely no idea where I am with Twemlow or Bosher. I'm in a parallel multiverse dimension or something.
All right. Well, let's stick with names, because the first question is some names. So are you ready for the quiz?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back with question number one right after this.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to The Saturday Quiz. My guests are Nick Bashir and Jazz Twemlow. Here is question number one. What are King Edward, Desiree, and Nicola all varieties of?
Gosh, King Edward, Tesla, no, and Desiree.
King Edward, Nicola. Desiree, and Nicola.
Nicola, beg your pardon.
Yeah, not Nikola Tesla.
Not Nikola Tesla. Yeah, okay, that's probably a sign of how... horrible I am at this kind of this kind of stuff.
Is it possible to get negative points on this show?
I don't take that away. I mean, test me. See how far you can push me.
Well, sure. I mean, my brain first just goes to some sort of fruit.
Or you're kind of in the right area. It is a food stuff.
Oh, Desiree.
King Edward. Potato, wasn't it? Potatoes?
Yeah.
And potatoes.
It's potatoes.
Hey.
Yeah. No.
Well done.
Go, Jazz. Do I get
all types of potatoes.
Johnny, do I get the same points? Like if Jazz says something correct, are we a team?
To be honest, I don't actually keep score. It's just about getting to the correct answer.
Oh, that's beautiful.
In whichever way we can.
Okay, great.
So you can keep score if you want.
More of the... Okay. I wish the internet were like that. Sorry. It's like, you know, it's not about who's right. Just about getting to the correct answer. If only Twitter. Oh, anyway.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? So can I ask, what does Desiree have to do with potatoes?
What does it have to do? I don't know. Don't ask me that.
Okay, copy that.
They're just a type of potato.
Oh, got it. I was thinking of the scene. Yeah. Okay.
All right, question number two. What South Australian regional city is famous for the Blue Lake?
Oh, you're a lakes nature human.
Well,
Nick.
I was going to say, I mean, the only lake that I thought of was, this is me just thinking out loud.
Sure, that's what, it's good to think out loud on a podcast, because thinking quietly doesn't really help.
It's not, yeah. What about Lake Eyre? Is that a thing?
Lake Eyre is a thing, but it's not the regional city.
Oh, it's not a city, is it? Oh, I'm so bad.
It's not the South Australian regional city that we're looking for.
I was just cool. I'd asked if whether it was a thing or not, and so, yeah, jeepers. Okay.
So I'm the outsider here. So I don't even know where I am now, where I live. So my knowledge of lakes and cities is poor.
I'll get you there. So there's a blue lake, which is actually the water supply for this regional city. Mm. I'll give you a little clue. Mm. There's some height about this area.
Okay.
There's some elevation. So there might be something like, a part of the name might be Mount.
Oh.
Does that help you at all?
Kind of, but I'm just about to say something stupid again.
No, that's what I want to hear.
Okay, great. I'm not even going to say Mount Franklin because I know for a fact that that's in Victoria.
Mount Franklin is on the right path with Mount, okay, as in...
which is what you gave us. Yeah.
And there's a water kind of reference. And the blue labels on Mount Franklin water bottles, maybe that's getting you there as well.
Okay.
No, it starts with G.
Mount...
Jazz, you're being very silent.
Well, I just, you know, I'm lost because I just, you know, my knowledge of Australian places, geography, and names is just atrocious. I'm just relying solely on Nick here, but
Mount G,
Mount G,
G,
Are we gonna lead Nick by syllable to the correct?
Yeah,
correct answer.
Not Mount G.
It is.
No.
It is Mount Gambier. Yeah.
Yes.
How did you get that, Nick?
Because it's a mountain that I know the name of.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
Yes. Yep. Yes. That's all you've got to do with this quiz is just keep saying things
until
that are kind of related in your head somewhere, and you'll get the right answer.
This is I'm so relieved you got that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. The Blue Lake is just outside Mount Gambier. In summer... It's quite an amazing lake. In summer, from December to March-ish, the lake turns a bright cobalt blue, which is likely due to the warming of the surface layers of the lake, causing calcium carbonate to precipitate out of the solution, enabling microcrystallites of calcium carbonate to form, resulting in the scattering of the blue wavelengths of sunlight.
Golly gumdrops.
What a happy accident.
Indeed.
Isn't that great how nature does that sometimes? This makes itself very appealing to us.
Okay, question number three. You'll get this one, I reckon. Sarah Jane Clark and Heidi Middleton founded what fashion label in 1999?
Jazz. Because when there's jazz, when there's silence, I just fill it with words, mate. You know me.
Look at me, aren't I just the fashion incarnate?
Women's fashion, not either of your things. Oh.
Men's fashion is also not either of our things.
Yes, yeah, clothes.
All right, these are two Australian women. So the label is an Australian fashion label, but they've had huge success all over the world in, you know, New York and London.
Sass and Bide?
Yes.
No.
See, all you have to do is say the things that are in your head.
Say words.
Maybe. Yeah, see? Just say the words. Don't be afraid.
Great.
Sass and Bide. That's right. Well done. Their real names are Sarah Jane Clark and Heidi Middleton. Mm. And Sass and Bide are their nicknames.
Right.
Yeah. This is great.
All right. I guess this is probably one for you, Jazz, being as you are English by birth.
Yeah, I was born just outside. I was born in Liverpool and then lived just sort of 20 minutes away from there.
Okay.
I used to sound a bit more like John Lennon about 20 years ago, and it's slowly gone.
Well, this one's probably a little bit more for you then. Ooh. Question number four. What is the official London residence of the Chancellor of the Exchequer?
Oh, goodness crikey. Do they live... They're not like next door neighbours to 10, are they?
They are next door neighbours to 10.
So number 8?
Well, no. The other side. And they don't do that on Downing Street.
So it's not... Well, it doesn't go 8, 10, 12?
No, it doesn't.
It's some... Okay, so the number leaps into a weird place.
Why did you go number 12? Why did you think it was number 12?
Well, I just thought it would be on the same side of the road. And if 10 is evens, then... It would also be
but
evens.
Why did you go to 10?
Oh, because that's the prime. Well, that's the place. The Prime Minister's place is number 10.
Exactly. That's the official residence of the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
And so, the Chancellor has an official residence next door, right next door, and they're terraced houses. So there's actually internal doors in between.
Right.
So you can just go next door.
Yeah.
So. What number might it be?
11.
It is 11.
Yes.
Good. Number 11, yes. Downing Street.
There you go.
Right. Can I ask what an exchequer is?
Yeah, it's kind of like the treasurer.
The money guy, yeah.
Itch. Oh. It's kind of like our...
Frydenberg?
Kind of like our treasurer.
Yeah. Okay.
Even though number 11 is the official residence of the Chancellor and number 10 is officially the Prime Minister's residence, since Tony Blair was PM, all the Prime Ministers have lived in number 11... because the living quarters are actually bigger. And earlier this year, there was a controversy which led to an electoral commission inquiry investigating the financing of the refurbishment of the living quarters at number 11, which has cost £58,000 more than the £30,000 allowance the Prime Minister gets for refurbishment, with allegations levelled at Boris Johnson that an undisclosed loan was used to initially finance the difference.
Did
you know about that?
No, but I mean, it's obviously stinks. I mean,
it stinks.
We recently moved and, we've been furnishing our place off Facebook Marketplace. That doesn't cost £58,000. Just get secondhand stuff from, Gumtree, crikey.
Yeah, not Boris.
Not old Boris. He's not surfing Gumtree looking for secondhand stuff that needs a bit of a scrub.
All right, question number 5. What does the health-related abbreviation CPR stand for?
Oh, I feel like pulmonary is in there.
Yeah, pulmonary is the P.
And resuscitation is the
R. And resuscitation is the
cardio.
Cardio. Yes.
Yeah. Cardio, pulmonary, resuscitation. That's very cool. Well done. Have you guys done your CPR courses?
Yes.
You're a dad, right, Jazz?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you do the...
the kiddie one.
Do the baby one?
Yeah. Did do the baby one as well, yeah.
Isn't that frightening?
Well, yeah. I mean, and also, training on a little dummy thing is, you're far more present and calm because the stakes, the worst is they'll just have to buy another one. But in the real situation, I can't guarantee that I would. So if you're listening to this and you notice me around and your child is in trouble, please don't go, "Hey, I heard on the Saturday Quiz podcast that he can do CPR for kids. Come on over, Jazz." Jazz, fake name. So I would stress out. I was relaxed in the training, but I think in a real life situation it would be a bit different.
Do you remember the acronym? Do you remember what the kind of words were?
Oh, it's like ABC doctor or something.
Yeah, the other way around, doctors.
Oh yeah, that's it.
ABC.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
I have no idea what they are though.
I remember like look around, make sure everything's all right.
Yeah. Oh, danger.
Danger. You're not in danger. That's it. Observe, I think, was have a look around and check what's going on with them.
S is send for help. I know that.
Yeah.
So it's the whole word doctor and then ABC. And that's a lot of things. I thought it was DR. I was like, all right, that's
fair enough.
Five things. Nine things.
Yeah. It's a lot to remember.
It is a lot.
Yeah, let me just get my notes app out while you're dying. I just need to go through this one more time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back after this.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the Saturday Quiz. With me today are Nick Boshier and Jazz Twemlow. Let's get back into it with question number 6. Mm-hmm. Name the author of the Brunetti series of crime novels. And there's a bonus point for naming the city in which the series is set.
Oh, golly gumdrops, Johnny.
Yeah. Do you... are you familiar with the Brunetti series of crime novels?
I don't think so.
Do you know that they exist?
Jazz, I don't think...
Well, I do now.
You say you don't think so is not as much of an answer as you think it is.
Well, I'm just hoping my brain will come to the rescue while I say those words.
Oh, yeah.
And then it didn't. Because the answer is actually no.
Likewise, no. Johnny, I'm sorry.
Likewise, no. Okay, I reckon you can at least get the bonus point for naming the city in which these novels are set.
Okay.
Brunetti. So the character that they're built around is Brunetti.
Which sounds, you know, there's a European vibe to that.
There is a European
Italian.
Vibe. And we've already covered Mount Gambier.
Yep, so that's off the Italian. List.
That's off the list.
So you're right. Okay. It is somewhere in Italy.
Okay. I mean, you always want to say Rome, but that feels sort of... That's like a go-to, isn't it?
It's not Rome.
So, yeah, which is why I wasn't even going to suggest that.
I'm glad you didn't suggest that.
And I wasn't fishing for confirmation of that. Venice? That's always a cool place.
Yeah, it is Venice.
Go, Jazz!
Well done. Crikey. You've got the bonus point. But I still need... the name of the author. I'll give you some clues.
Mm-hmm.
It is a female author,
mm-hmm.
yep. and her initials are DL.
DL.
And her surname is a male first name.
Ian.
What?
L?
Probably Ian.
That you're correct. That is a male first name. Yeah. That doesn't start with L.
Oh, it doesn't. Okay, you're right about that. Okay.
Is Ian a thing? Yes, it is. Ian is a thing. Let's move past that. What's a male like? Lionel?
You're not a million miles away.
My wife would be so good at this. She's the name person. She like has named about 10 of her family and friends' babies.
Oh, really?
She just comes up with the perfect combo. She's like a name guru.
Wow.
It's her obsession. But a male name beginning with L.
Yeah.
I think this just reveals that I don't have many friends. Like, if you have enough friends, eventually you would stumble on a man whose first name's L. All I know is N, Nick, and and our editor, Henry, Michael.
L.
Okay, hang on.
Lenny, Leonard.
Lionel.
It's it's sort of related to the astrological sign.
Leo.
Leo.
Leo, but put another letter at the end of that.
Oh.
Leon.
Leon.
Well, okay, is that a bonus point, Leon. Or was that just...
Well, not quite.
Okay.
That's her surname, and now I want you to find her first name, which starts with D.
Delia.
Diane. Okay, I'm not... Okay, I need to go to my room.
Delia Leon.
Tell you. Her name is Donna Leon. Oh,
Donna Leon.
Yeah. Donna Leon. Good name.
And what's the sort of traction of the Brunetti? Is this... Have I just missed like another kind of 50
Shades
kind of
cultural zeitgeist? Well, no, it's more like they're detective novels. Commissario Guido Brunetti... is the subject of 29 novels by Swiss-American author Donna Leon.
Wow.
She writes them in English, and although they've been translated into several languages, at her request, they've never been translated into Italian.
Wow.
And there's a German TV series, or like a series of TV movies, that are based on the character and the books.
I want to get to the bottom of why she wouldn't want to translate them into Italian. Do you know the reason?
I don't know the reason. I
wonder if she's like culturally, like really clumsily treating the Italian people. So they're the only people she doesn't want. She's borrowed it for like a Western audience. So like, you know, English people lap it up, but it's like, hey, who did it a crime? And we love it. But the Italians, are like...
Dare you. We are not.
What?
Yeah.
What is this?
Stereotypical.
So just don't let them know. Keep them out of the loop. Keep them out of the loop.
They won't know. None of them know English. So
he solves all the crimes using pizza. It's just the worst, most racist book.
Perhaps. Okay, question number 7. Folate is what number of the vitamin B family?
We were talking about B vitamins this morning.
Were you? So,
we were.
What were you saying about B vitamins?
Well, Jazz mentioned that he was a bit like tired and kind of at obscure times, and given like the amount of cortisol and caffeine that Jazz and I have been consuming and our bodies being riddled of late that tends to kind of deplete the B stores. It's like, well, if you're feeling tired and blah, 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 hit up your Bs and hit up your, you know, your potassium and your salts and stuff like that. So I'm just going to start with, I'm going to say the number 12 just for fun.
No, it's not the number 12. Your B12 is a thing called cobalamins. I think I'm pronouncing
sounds like that. A made up word.
Yeah.
It's like a word a four-year-old, three-year-old would say to
sounds like something Delia Leon would invent.
So what are the character names?
Hey, I'm cameramans.
I'm cobalamins. Yeah.
So no, it's not B12. Have another crack.
10.
It's not 10. Interestingly, the numbers 4, 10 and 11 are no longer considered vitamins.
Mm. Oh wow.
So they still exist and they're still called like B10 or whatever, but then they're no longer listed as B vitamins.
They're the Pluto of
yeah, they got deregistered.
Yeah, guys. I wonder if they're resentful about that. Okay, well, so let's say 6.
No, B6 is pyridoxine or pyridoxine.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That was the murder weapon in the 7th book.
Oh, they use paradoxine.
Stop it.
It falls out the pyroxene.
Stop it, Donna. These books are terrible.
Donna, shit, mate.
Bloody hell, Donna.
You've got to stop. Just do some research. They don't talk like that, okay? Just
Cabellaman.
Come on.
Just go to Italy. Just once. So B6 is pyridoxine. Pyridoxine. What else you got? Throw another,
chuck a number out, Jazz. Just
oh, sure. We're 9.
9 is the right answer.
Yes!
B9 is folate. Very well done. Do you want to have a crack at what some of the other ones are? What's B1?
Ooh.
That's one you've heard of, I reckon.
B1.
Maybe I'll tell you. I'll just tell you. B1 is thiamine.
Yes.
Thiamine, okay. I've heard of. Yep.
B2 is riboflavin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that one.
And B3 is niacin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the one that you didn't say was B5, which is pantothenic acid.
Right.
Yeah.
Pantothenic, okay. That's a good word. I'm going to remember
pantothenic.
That. Pantothenic.
Pantothenic.
Sounds like when someone's being a bit exaggerated, you know, in the sort of...
Yeah.
Christ.
Oh, don't be so pantothenic.
Stop making such a big deal out of it, you pantothenic moron.
He's behind you.
Is that panto. Yeah, pantothenic.
All right, question number 8. Which Australian basketballer cited poor mental health when she withdrew from the Tokyo 2020 Olympics?
Mm.
Do you know this? Do you know that this happened?
Well,
did you kind of see this?
No, I've been following the more recent, what was it, a twisty? The issue with the US gymnast.
Oh, with Simone Biles.
Yeah, and she said she was getting twisties where she's like, oh, I don't actually feel like my mind and body are connected when I'm up there, which is like really dangerous, like you lose spatial awareness, but not the basketball situation.
Yeah, there's a bit of it going around, I guess. Like Naomi Osaka dropped out of Wimbledon for similar reasons.
Yeah, that's true.
But the Australian basketballer, LC are her initials.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you
Lynette.
Not Lynette. Well, okay. I like your attitude, though. Just throw
just
some. Well, her name would usually start with an E.
Oh, Liz.
Liz is the right answer. Liz, does that get you any closer to her surname?
Cole.
Liz, it's not Liz Cole. It's Cambidge.
Poor Cambidge.
Liz Cambidge.
Cambidge.
Was that in there somewhere?
Oh, yeah. That was going to be my next guess. Yeah, Cambidge. Mm.
Yeah, okay.
I do feel sorry for the athletes in a way, in the sense that, and when it seems to be happening more, maybe it's because we're more like literate in mental health sort of stuff. But
yeah, I think it's really great
that
the attitude is no longer, push through, you'll be right, she'll be right, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
and maybe it's, well, it seems to be female athletes that are leading the way with this.
Yeah. I also wonder if it's a public pressure thing as well. Like 100 years ago, you'd just throw your javelin and then like 7 people would have seen it. Yeah. Whereas now it's like it's now social media and everyone's like commenting on it, and I wonder if that's making things a bit worse as well. But,
I also wonder actually if it's also in part like there's this acknowledgement that there are things more important than the Olympic Games. And I wonder that's like a lovely somehow symptom of a greater awareness. It's not the be all and end all.
Yeah.
We have to have life and our vocation or our passion, whatever that is.
Just because you're good at something doesn't mean you have to destroy yourself to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not your sole identifier. It's like I am an athlete, so I'm a human.
Who needs then to be I'm an happy athlete first. Or something. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's good.
Good. All right. Question number 9. Mm-hmm. What is the pascal used to measure?
Heck, I don't know if I've heard the word pascal, hectopascals.
Yep.
Before?
Yeah, it's really, that's
not.
What do you measure? What is that?
That is actually in my head.
I say not electricity.
No, it's not actually anything to do with electricity.
Of course it's not. There is a lolly brand that Pascal.
Yep. That I don't know if they're related.
Okay, okay.
Radioactivity.
No, it's not radioactivity. It's named after, do you know the name of the person that this thing is named after?
I mean, yes, but no.
I mean, his name is Pascal. Yeah. Do you know his
not his Hector? Name?
It's not Hector.
It's with an L.
No, his name. It's named after a French mathematician and inventor, Blaise Pascal.
Uh-huh.
Blaise.
Yeah.
Wow. I like that. That's a good name. I don't like that as a name. Blaise Bocher.
So, what do you think? It's not electricity. It's not radioactivity. It's something much more kind of physical.
So it's going to be one of those things where as soon as I find out, I'm going to be extremely annoyed with myself.
Now, where would you have seen hectopascals?
I feel like, does that have something to do with space, Johnny?
It has not. Well, no.
Okay, I'm just going to need to rule out the universe.
Not really. Like that's not where you would have come across it, I don't think.
When have you been in space, Nick?
Some of his research was used for like pneumatics and hydraulics.
Oh, okay. So air pressure.
Yeah, pressure. Pressure is the answer.
Yeah.
Yes. Well done, Jazz. Nailed it.
Blunt, rusty, nailed it. Yeah.
Yeah. Selected by the International Bureau of Weights and Measures at their 1971 General Conference.
It's a great conference.
To be the International Standard Unit of Pressure.
Love to be at that
Pascal's
conference.
Pascal's law states that a pressure change at any point in a confined, incompressible fluid is transmitted through the fluid such that the same change occurs everywhere.
Yes.
Wow.
Pretty smart guy.
Yeah.
What an egg, Blaise.
He deserves a thing named after him.
All right, we're up to the last question. Final question. Here we go.
Come on, Boucher.
Question number 10. You can get this one.
Come on.
Is the primary raw material used in the making of steel?
Iron?
Yeah. Iron ore.
Oh,
I was gonna say that, then I pulled back because I was like, "That's silly," because that's iron, you big dealing.
But yes, iron ore is the main ingredient for making steel.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm glad we got a sciencey one. I feel better now.
Crikey. Well done. Oh, you nailed it.
Well, yeah. Well done. Yeah. I mean, I like your threshold for what counts as nailing something. It's very kind.
It is admittedly a pretty low threshold for saying that you nailed it. We're going to take one more break. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Nick Boucher, Jazz Twemlow, thanks so much for doing the quiz.
Oh, that's so good. I feel like my brain has genuinely just been kind of just done a little thing on a treadmill. feel quite good now.
Oh, good. That's good. Yeah. Now you can get back into it and keep making the moth effect.
You've just made episode 5 and 6 like better through just the improvement to our general mental state. So we'll edit it better now because of this.
I'm happy to help. That's, and I look forward to seeing, thanks to John Leary, in the credits for episode 5 and 6.
Motivational quiz master. Soul fixer.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming onto the
show.
So much
fun.
Not at all. Thanks so much for having us. It was a hoot.
Oh, good. And good luck with the show. I hope it goes really excellently. I can't wait to watch it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Saturday Quiz. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to my guests, Nick Boshier and Jazz Twemlow. Episode 1 of The Moth Effect can be seen right now on Amazon Prime, with new episodes coming out every Friday. In the interests of public safety, the acronym Doctors ABC stands for D, danger. Check for any danger in the immediate vicinity. R, response. Check if the person is responsive. S, send for help. Call 000 for an ambulance or ask someone else to make the call. A is for airway. Check the person's airways. B is for breathing. Check if they're breathing. And C is for compressions. And evidently, since I last did my CPR course, they've added D for defibrillator. This quiz, like all the other ones, was written by the wonderful Cindy McDonald. If you have been enjoying this podcast, please tell all your friends. And if you have a moment, please subscribe, rate, and review. My name's John Leary, and I'll have more questions for you same time next week.